Okay. Yeah, just for him, like you said, just for him to post tonight and make a start. You know, he didn't throw for a few days, let the swelling go down out of that wrist and hand area, and play catch the last couple days, and goes into the seventh inning for us. No hits, so that the cutter was really good. Good splits again, but really aggressive. Aggressive in the strike zone. Pitched great. Probably, I was surprised. Probably the day he was going to throw his side, I think they were probably 50-50 on it at that point, just because the swelling had gone down quite a bit in the second or third day after. So he was going to give it a try and went out through his side and felt okay, and then he wanted to play catch. We made sure he played catch yesterday to just to see if everything was fine, and he felt good enough to start tonight. Yeah, he's come so far, and since 4 or 5 years ago, matured so much as a player, understands the importance of understands where we are too right now in our schedule and what we're playing for, and also to be there for the guys, so I give him a ton of credit. For a lot of guys would have, asked for a few more days or sat this one out, because he still got seams on his wrist. But yeah, he was determined from about that second or third day after he got back off the trip. Yeah, I mean, him and Sir Anthony were both as rested as they've been all season practically, and you saw this, the heavy sink with Yenny there. So tough, especially on right-handers, to get the ball elevated. And he had power stuff down in the zone.